Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, the latest WASDE report showed neutral for corn, soybeans, and wheat. USDA estimates U.S. wheat ending stocks at 571, unchanged from November's estimate, and it's still the lowest U.S. wheat ending stocks in 15 years. I had the opportunity to visit with Rich Nelson at Allendale, who said while this report was mostly neutral, we should see some rock star reports after the first of the year.
You know, for next year, our discussion on grains is kind of simple. If we do get a 1 to 3 million acre increase for corn and trend yields, then certainly you have stocks of 1.7 billion bushels or higher and a futures price decline down to $4 or so. But we all understand there's concerns about Argentina, as well as a lot of people don't feel comfortable with U.S. trend yields for next year yet. So as of right now, we don't see any major changes for the corn story until we get that weather situation cleaned up. Soybean story, if we have a, you know, maybe a minor change, if anything, for acreage, as well as trend yields, we may keep these soybean stocks relatively unchanged or very close to this year. Now, the issue that we are really excited about is with the livestock discussion for next year, especially like the beef side. You know, we mentioned beforehand, beef declines are going to be seen certainly for Q2 and beyond. USDA is calling for a 7 to 9% production decline in those quarters. So in terms of the trade discussion, beef will certainly be seeing the focus here next year.
The next WASDE report is due out January the 12th. Well, checking in with OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, this week, and he said the week was an exciting week, but on the negative side.
Look at wheat prices. We knocked about over in the last week and a half, we knocked off about a dollar off those wheat prices, down around a $7.90 under eight. Remember last week we talked about we broke that 850 and that was a negative sign. But you go back a month ago, we had $9.50 wheat prices. So wheat took a beating this week. Corn. We talked about last week, they'd been moving sideways for the last several weeks, really over the last several months. Corn turned down, was down about 30 cents this week. So that's, you know, negative there. You look at soybeans, they're still watering around. We had a good uptrend there. We still got that uptrend in beans, but they've been moving sideways for the last two or three weeks. Of course, China was in here buying beans, and that always supports those bean prices. But wheat and corn is looking a little shaky right now.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.